Hey guys, this is Steve the Scout. I am the voice of the Pro Football Scouting Podcast. I am really excited to bring you today's show because it's one of the toughest ones to do. I am going to evaluate the tight end prospects of the 2018 NFL Draft. And let me just say this. I have watched a lot of film. I've watched 14 different tight ends from big schools, small schools, the guys that will probably go in the early rounds and guys that will go probably undrafted. And I believe firmly that there are six of them that I've seen that I think can make an impact at the next level. Some of these guys are pure pass-catching tight ends, and they're not great blockers. There's a space for that at the next level, but I don't think, for me, that's not the kind of guy that I would want to draft. A few of these guys are complete tight ends, meaning they can do all the things. You know, they can block, they're a great receiver, they have body control, all these things they have. But when I evaluate a tight end, there are eight things that I am looking for. There's eight things that I'm looking for, and this is what they are. Number one, size. You have to be a mismatch in the NFL. That is, to me, I get it. The NFL is about skill, but at the tight end position, being a size mismatch is at the top of the list and one of the very most important things. I don't care about the other stuff if you don't have the size. So size, yes, it is that important. Now, going through the rest of the list, what are the other things that I look at? Number two is strength. I believe the combination of size and strength to be able to make those contested catches, to catch those balls in traffic and after contact, strength is important. Now, if you don't have the hands, which is another thing I evaluate, those sticky hands where you can be a reliable pass catcher and a natural pass catcher to go with that size and strength, it's going to be hard to be successful at the next level, in my opinion. Outside of that, what else do we need to look for? We need to see someone who is an athlete. We're seeing a lot of these power forwards and great athletes and volleyball players translate to the NFL at the tight end position. I do want a guy that is a natural athlete that has shown he can do some other stuff. I think that is, to me, is very important for the tight end position. Now, I see a lot of athletes who play the tight end position, but they can't do the following thing very well, and that is block. If I'm a coach or I'm a GM, I do not want a non-blocking tight end to be on my team. That's just how I feel. I believe that a tight end who can't block, your value becomes limited at that point. Your value truly becomes limited. There are guys that, like Kobe Fleener and Jimmy Graham, you know, they can still be very helpful for their team, but they don't have that same long-term value as a guy like Gronk, you know, or a guy like Jason Witten who can do it all, but also they're great blockers as well. I want a guy that can get dirty and do that. Think of Mark Bavaro. I'm an old school Giants fan, so that is in terms of a gritty tight end, I want to see that, and definitely a guy that can block. Now, one of the other things that I also look at is the kind of strides you make, you know, I like to see a long stride, and I also like to see some good feet quickness as well. The ability to get separation, because you are part of what you're doing is you're a receiver. You have to know how to be able to get that separation, be in and out of your breaks, run all the different routes. That is important as well. Now, when you look at a tight end, because I was just talking about Jason Witten, here's what he also has. He has balance and body control. How is it that Jason Witten has played so long in the NFL, but he's still successful? He's still one of the top tight ends, I will tell you, is because, number one, he is a genius at running the option route. He knows that thing so well. It's backyard football, and he accelerates at getting open. But he has great balance and great body control. And those are things that still allow him to be an elite tight end even after playing all these years. So again, here are the things that I want to look at. The eight: size, hands, athleticism, blocking, feet quickness, balance, body control, and strength. Now, with that being said, there are six tight end prospects who I believe can make an impact at the next level, and I've looked at 14 of them, a lot of time. The first one, going in alphabetical order, I'm going to break down each of these guys individually. The first one I'm going to go through is Mark Andrews. He's the tight end from Oklahoma. The second one I'm going to evaluate is Adam Brenneman, the tight end from UMass. The third one I'm going to evaluate is Mike Gesicki, tight end from Penn State. Hayden Hurst from South Carolina. Dallas Goedert from South Dakota State. And Dalton Schultz from Stanford. These guys, they're different. They're all different from each other. Some of them are purely receiver tight ends, and there's a few of them that can do it all. So let's go. Let me go and evaluate these guys. I'm going to tell you where I think. I'm going to give you the full evaluation, but also tell you where I think they will be drafted and also where I think they should be drafted. And let's start off, because I'm going in alphabetical order, with Mark Andrews, the tight end from Oklahoma. All right, so breaking down Mark Andrews, the tight end from Oklahoma. I've seen a lot of tape of Mark Andrews, and here's what I really think. If this guy wants to have a future, a more of a future in the NFL, he's going to have to be a more physical blocker. The reason why I think that he could still be successful in the tight end is he definitely has a place as a pure receiving tight end. Again, not the kind of guy that I want to draft, but from a pure receiving tight end standpoint, he's good. Look, he's gotten away without having to work on his blocking at Oklahoma because, look, he's a great pass catcher. He won the John Mackey Award. When you win awards, it gets a lot of your hype. And, you know, it's gonna mask these weaknesses until the NFL scouts, you know, come see you and you play to the next level. I don't think he's going to have the same success in the NFL that he had in college. But look, I think the guy can potentially still have a good career. You know, when you want to look at him as what he can do, the guy is a great red zone threat. He's, you know, if you need a red zone threat, I believe that this guy could be your guy. He's definitely going to be a mismatch and have that size to help you in the red zone. He's really good at running routes and adjusting routes. Like I said, he's a great receiver. He's not super quick or super fast. But look, he's a mismatch. You know, he can get open. He gets separation. I don't know if he gets elite separation. I definitely wouldn't say that. But look, you know, he's a good athlete. He's reliable as a receiver. You know, just a great athlete. He's really a huge slot receiver. You know, if you want a blocking tight end, he's not your guy. But you know, he does have great hands. He's got the size. He's a decent athlete. Not a blocker. Feet quickness. He's okay. But balance and body control, he's definitely got that. And you know, he's a strong guy as well. So he's someone that can help you ultimately, you know. And I wouldn't say he's that strong. I mean, he put up about 17 or 18 reps at the combine. There's tight ends that put up, you know, 22 to 25, but it's not terrible. But look, you know, and you want to talk about balance and body control and receiving and route running, the guy can do it. But again, you know, he's gonna really have to work on improving his blocking, which I don't think is his natural strong suit if he's going to be really successful at the next level. So that is my evaluation of Mark Andrews, the tight end from Oklahoma. All right, the next guy I'm going to evaluate is a small school guy who he may actually go undrafted, but I think most likely I'm going to see him go somewhere between rounds 4 and round 6. And my apologies before, I didn't actually comment on where I thought Mark Andrews was going to get drafted and where I think he should be. I see him getting drafted in the second to third round, but most likely, for me, you know, I think he should go later than that, probably like the, you know, fourth to sixth round. But, you know, a little bit different for the next guy. It's kind of the opposite. The guy I'm talking about now, Adam Brenneman, the tight end from a small school, the University of Massachusetts. This is a guy that, you know, he's a small school tight end, has not got a lot of attention, but he does a lot of things well, actually. Let's just break down Adam Brenneman. First of all, I don't think he's going to get it drafted, like I said, till much later in the draft, but I think he should go a little earlier. When I look at Adam Brenneman, you know, he is a guy that is well-rounded. I made him my 19th biggest draft steal, and here are some of the reasons why. Great prototypical size. I mentioned you got to be a good mismatch. Has the good size. Has good hands. Knows how to get open. Great at really finding holes against, you know, zone coverage. Knows, you know, body control. You know, body control, balance, strength. I mean, he's a good blocker. You know, I mean, he's not the elite athlete that some of these other guys are, but, you know, considering all that, I mean, I really think, you know, the guy has the potential to be a talent and a weapon, and he may not get drafted, like I said, until much later. You know, he is, to me, one of probably the three most complete tight end prospects, and on a lot of people's boards, you know, they have him, you know, 10th to 15th. Look, he doesn't have the top end speed, but, you know, he's going to be able to get separation. I don't know if he's going to be speedy enough to get that separation at the NFL level. But look, you know, we'll have to see. You know, he doesn't have the same athleticism as some of these other guys, but there's just, outside of that, there's a lot of stuff to like about him. And I think, you know, he definitely can have a future in the NFL. He'll still have to keep working on it, but I definitely like this guy even as a potential draft steal. And that is my breakdown of Adam Brenneman, and again, I think he's going to go between the 4th and the 6th round, but I don't know if I'd want him to get past the 4th round if I was drafting. All right, sticking in alphabetical order, the next one I'm going to break down and evaluate is Mike Gesicki, tight end from Penn State. Mike Gesicki, to me, is the best downfield threat, the best deep threat of any tight end in this NFL class. When I watched him run at the combine, and when I watched him run on tape, the guy has perhaps the longest stride of any tight end prospect I've ever watched. I mean, this guy takes tremendously big strides. He's very fast. He ran the 40 in great time, but I also think he's got that football speed as well. He can work all three levels. You know, he's just a huge size mismatch. You know, so he's, you know, if you want to talk about a guy that is an elite, potentially receiving tight end, I think he's almost there. Where I think, you know, the problem with him is that, you know, he doesn't, you know, he's strong, but, you know, I've seen him have trouble with a lot of these contested catches and these catches after contact. He's got decent body control, balance, incredibly fast. Look, he can't block, though. Just saying it. You know, he's a perimeter blocker, and I don't know if he's going to really give you more than that. But, you know, he's not someone that I necessarily think I would want, just because I don't think he is a blocking tight end. But if you want a pure athlete, the guy was a huge star at volleyball. You know, has good hands, good size. But, you know, again, you know, I'm not sure if he really combines the hands and the strength together to make a lot of those catches that I want to see. So for me, you know, I see Gesicki is a guy that, you know, he's going to have a bit of a learning curve in the NFL, more so than these other tight ends. But, you know, you got to like his upside as a receiver. But again, for me, you know, I want a guy that can do it all, that Mark Bavaro type. He's not that guy for me, but definitely, in my opinion, the best downfield threat of any tight end in this year's draft. All right, the next tight end I'm going to break down is Dallas Goedert, the tight end from South Dakota State. I believe Dallas, there's some things I like about him. People are talking that he is going to go in the first or second round, but I really don't think he should be going until later than that. When I look at Dallas, there are some things I like about him. Let's just go through what they are. He has a basketball background and has tremendous body control. You know, among these tight end prospects, has some of the best natural body control that I've seen. He's also strong. He put up about 22, 23 reps on the bench, which is good. But when I say strong, meaning he's got strong hands. I mean, he can make those contested catches that are difficult. You look at a guy like Mike Gesicki, who I was just evaluating, and look at Dallas. And they put up the same amount of reps on the bench, But when I look at catching strength, I definitely have to give that one to Dallas over Mike Gesicki. Dallas is a good athlete, a good natural athlete, has a high upside for that. He can block. You know, he still has room to improve on that. Where Dallas really needs to work the most is going to be his natural route running. I think, you know, if he's going to continue to be able to get really good separation at the next level, he's going to have to learn how to run routes better. Now, he plays with a very fast speed, but he sometimes needs to learn how to have varying speeds when he's going through his routes. But the guy is going to be a tremendous receiving threat. You know, he can learn how to block a little bit better. Look, the guy has a decently high upside. There are tight end receivers that have a bigger one, but I see him as a guy that really could be dependable at the next level. I don't see him as someone that's going to figure it out right away. It's going to take a little time, but you know, you give this guy a few years and he can certainly be a reliable tight end for you. The next guy I'm going to evaluate is actually my top tight end prospect in the 2018 NFL draft, and that is Hayden Hurst from South Carolina. Here's what I like about Hayden. Let's just talk about him first. The guy is 20. He's going to be a 24-year-old rookie in the NFL. And let me just say this. You know, I think that is part of the reason that he may get drafted lower. We're talking about Hayden Hurst, the tight end from South Carolina. I really don't care that he's 24 years old. Let me just say this. The NFL is all about free agency. A rookie doesn't have a very long life expectancy with their team many times. So what happens a lot is that you see these players that they get drafted as a rookie, and then, you know, I mean, everyone gets drafted as a rookie, but what happens is they play 4 years for that team and then they end up going somewhere else. So, I mean, the shelf life in terms of one player staying on a team that long really isn't that much. But when I look at Hayden, I look at a guy that can come in and play right away. So I don't care that he's 24. I care that he can give me production quickly, and I think Hayden can do that. Breaking him down, Hayden has a number of things that I like. He's got pretty good size. You know, he's 6'3.5" to 6'4.5". He's a good size, and he's a terrific athlete. You know, he was actually drafted by the Pittsburgh Pirates in the 17th round of the Major League Draft in 2012. You know, he's a natural athlete, and what I just like about him is the guy is absolutely very gritty. You know, he is more than likely going to, the guy embraces contact. You know, he's the kind of guy that's going to want to truck you as opposed to running out of bounds. He is very rowdy the way he plays. He has a super great burst right as he's beginning his routes, and I love the way he accelerates into his routes. He has good size. He has good foot quickness. You can really move him all over the field. And then when I look at him as a receiver, you know, he can work all three levels. Has really great separation, and I just think that, you know, he's going to have to continue to work on maybe a little bit smoother route running. When I watch him, you know, it's almost like he's starting to get the route running down. And I just think he's going to work a little bit more at it over the years. But I think he's someone that he just needs to work a little more, and he'll get that route running more solid than how it looks right now. The guy just has tremendous upside. He can do all the things that I talked about. He has good size. He has the best catching hands. He's the most natural pass catcher of any tight end in this draft. That I'm sure of. He's a great athlete. I talked about that, his baseball background. The guy can block, and I think he's going to learn to be, he has the grit and the toughness to be a good inline blocker at the next level. Tremendous feet quickness. And when you want to look at balance, body control, and strength, he's got all that. To me, Hayden Hurst is a complete tight end. He's probably going to be the first tight end drafted. He's going to go, I would guess, somewhere at the end of the first round or early second. But he's a grown man. Look, he's a guy that I think can come in right away and help your team. I'm not saying he's a finished product, but, you know, he's probably the most NFL-ready and, in my opinion, the best tight end prospect in this year's draft. All right, the last player I'm going to evaluate also happens to be my number one ranked and projected draft steal of the 2018 NFL draft, and that is tight end Dalton Schultz from Stanford. Why do I think he is such a draft steal that I ranked him ahead of everyone else? And why do I think that, you know, he could potentially be the best tight end of this entire group? He could even be better than Hayden Hurst. I have Hayden Hurst ranked a little bit ahead of him because I think he's more NFL ready. But what I love about Dalton Schultz is that he reminds me, he looks like a carbon copy of Jason Witten and plays so much the same way. Let's break down Dalton. Let me tell you why I think he's similar to Jason Witten. First of all, Dalton Schultz is far and away the most complete blocker in this class. I watched a lot of his blocking on tape, and he kicked ass at literally every single block he was on, and he always won the leverage battle. And not only that, he also used his leverage very, very effectively, as in, you know, to run the option route. And that's really where Jason Witten accelerates, and that is where Dalton Schultz accelerates. The option route, the, you know, playing backyard football, and really deciding whether you're going to cut out or cut in, or, you know, or run deep. And this guy runs that perfectly. I just saw so many times where he would find that good space between two open defenders in zone, and he would make a lot of those catches. You know, you put him in a similar type role, I believe he really can flourish at the next level. I like so many things about him. He's strong, he's got size, he's got hands, he's the best blocker, got quick feet, balance, body control. I mean, he's a complete tight end. I guess I don't really know why he is not getting looked at as high as he should be. I don't think he's the most natural receiving tight end of this group, and that might be what the knock is. He can definitely still continue to work on, you know, his separation, you know, but I mean, I don't think it's a huge issue. I get it. He's not going to be drafted until much later, but to me, he's a very complete player and someone that can surprise a lot of people and come in quickly and be impactful at the next level. And because of that, you know, Dalton Schultz is probably, I think he's going to get drafted somewhere between the fourth and the sixth round. But to me, I would draft him, you know, in the second to third round. I mean, and to be honest, if I'm really being honest, if he really, you know, has that upside and can be that Jason Witten type player, he's a guy that should go in the first round. And again, just looking at them, they really go back and look at Dalton Schultz tape, look at Jason Witten college tape. The similarities are extremely similar. So I like Dalton Schultz as someone that can be successful at the next level. I made him my top draft steal for good reason. And I think that, you know, someone who can translate his game well at the next level. All right, the last player I'm going to evaluate also happens to be my number one ranked and projected draft steal of the 2018 NFL draft, and that is tight end Dalton Schultz from Stanford. Why do I think he is such a draft steal that I ranked him ahead of everyone else? And why do I think that, you know, he could potentially be the best tight end of this entire group? He could even be better than Hayden Hurst. I have Hayden Hurst ranked a little bit ahead of him because I think he's more NFL ready. But what I love about Dalton Schultz is that he reminds me, he looks like a carbon copy of Jason Witten and plays so much the same way. Let's break down Dalton. Let me tell you why I think he's similar to Jason Witten. First of all, Dalton Schultz is far and away the most complete blocker in this class. I watched a lot of his blocking on tape, and he kicked ass at literally every single block he was on. And he always won the leverage battle. And not only that, he also used his leverage very, very effectively as in, you know, to run the option route. And that's really where Jason Witten accelerates, and that is where Dalton Schultz accelerates. The option route, the, you know, playing backyard football and really deciding whether you're going to cut out or cut in, or, you know, or run deep. And this guy runs that perfectly. I just saw so many times where he would find that good space between two open defenders in zone, and he would make a lot of those catches. You know, you put him in a similar type role, I believe he really can flourish at the next level. I like so many things about him. He's mm-hmm. strong, he's got size, he's got hands, he's the best blocker, got quick feet, balance, body control. I mean, he's a complete tight end. I guess I don't really know why he is not getting looked at as high as he should be. I don't think he's the most natural receiving tight end of this group, and that might be what the knock is. He can definitely still continue to work on, you know, his separation, you know, but I mean, I don't think it's a huge issue. I get it. He's not going to be drafted until much later, but to me, he's a very complete player and someone that can surprise a lot of people and come in quickly and be impactful at the next level. And because of that, you know, Dalton Schultz is probably, I think he's going to get drafted somewhere between the fourth and the sixth round. But to me, I would draft him, you know, in the second to third round. I mean, and to be honest, if I'm really being honest, if he really, you know, has that upside and can be that Jason Witten type player, he's a guy that should go in the first round. And again, just looking at them, they really go back and look at Dalton Schultz tape, look at Jason Witten college tape. The similarities are extremely similar. So I like Dalton Schultz as someone that can be successful at the next level. I made him my top draft steal for good reason. And I think that, you know, someone who can translate his game well at the next level. All right, next time on the Pro Football Scouting Podcast, I am going to go over the players that I believe are the most versatile players that will be drafted in the first and second rounds. I'm talking about guys that can take on a lot of different responsibilities, do a lot of different things, and help you in multiple areas. That is next time on the Pro Football Scouting Podcast. Until then, I am Steve the Scout, signing off.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.